When Kexing determined that Zhou Zixu had changed his face and tried to expose his true color several times, Zhou Zixu dealt with it skillfully. When Kexing wondered why Jinggu Villa would provoke the people of Qingya Mountain Ghost Valley, Zhang Chengling didn't know it, and Zhou Zixu didn't even feel it. Interested, when Kexing moved out the children's ballads to talk about the matter, and kept claiming that there is a rumor that the big demon Rong Yun left an arsenal that can make people invincible in the world. To open the arsenal, glass armor is needed, and the martial arts are killing each other in order to obtain the glass armor. Zhou Zixu felt that these people just wanted to get something for nothing and it was not worth wasting time to discuss, and when Kexing had to shut up. Shen Shen, the head of the Dagshan faction, carried a small boat to Jinggu Villa, and found that there were corpses all over the place. Deng Quan, the first student of the Yueyang faction, and others were helping to clean up the corpses. Shen Shen learned that he had become his brother Zhang Yusen and Zhang Chengluan. He and Zhang Chengfang were tortured to death. She was heartbroken. Deng Quan fell on her knees and confessed to Shen Shen. They came to send invitations to Zhang Yusen. Unexpectedly, the boats on the dock were driven away. They watched Jinggu. The villa was on fire, and it was too late when he finally arrived. Shen Shen couldn't help but sigh up to the sky, vowing to avenge the three of Zhang Yusen and his son. Tao Hongpo and Lu Lu Weng rushed to Shen Shen to verbalize each other, blaming him for being a lofty running dog of the leader of the Five Lakes League, and asking him to follow Zhang Yusen to die. Shen Shen was so angry that he gritted his teeth and helped the elder Huang He come to persuade them in time to persuade them to focus on the overall situation and put aside personal grievances for the time being. Zhou Zixu woke up early in the morning and found Wen Kexing staring at him. Zhou Zixu called Zhang Chengling up and led him on the road. Wen Kexing was very curious about Zhou Zixu's identity, and because he couldn't find any conclusive evidence, he followed Zhou Zixu with Gu Xiang. Huang He took Shen Shen and the others to clean up all the remains, but Zhang Chengling was never found. They just wanted to go to the backyard to look for them, and found that the hanging ghost haunting silk sealed the gate, and guessed that it was the Kuangyashan ghost who killed the Zhang family, the group of evil spirits in the valley. Shen Shen gave the leader's token to Deng Quan and told him to report back to the master, and then gathered the brothers to find Zhang Chengling's whereabouts, and Huang He promised to help find someone. Lu Lu Wang and Tao Hong Po hated the Five Lakes League. Huang He was very kind to persuade them. In order to grab the glazed armor in the hands of Danyang sect Lu Taishong, the Danyang sect was slaughtered, and the only two disciples left to take refuge in Ao Lai, the head of the Taishan sect. Under Zimin, now that the case of Jinggu Villa has been destroyed again, Huang He can't help but sigh. Zhou Zixu took Zhang Chengling with Shaoxing to stay overnight, and kept on rushing. They just wanted to take a break by the roadside. They didn't expect that Wen Kexing's ghost would wait on the roadside. Zhou Zixu ignored him and took Zhang Chengling to continue on the road. When he went to rest by the river, Wen Kexing caught up again, Zhou Zixu took Zhang Chengling away without saying a word. Zhou Zixu took Zhang Chengling to the hotel, but the rooms were all covered by Wen Kexing. There was an inn nearby. Zhou Zixu wanted to live in a wood house. Wen Kexing gave them the best shangfang and gave them back preparations. After receiving two new sets of clothes, Zhou Zixu carefully checked the room and clothes and found no abnormalities, so Zhang Chengling was asked to take a rest. Zhang Chengling refused to take off his clothes. Zhou Zixu asked about his injury, and Zhang Chengling quickly found an excuse to cover up. Zhou Zixu went downstairs to drink tea and saw Wen Kexing waiting for him. Zhou Zixu asked him straightforwardly about his true purpose. Wen Kexing only wanted to see the true face of Zhou Zixu, and he also asked about his relationship with Zhang Chengling. Zhou Zixu avoided instead of answering. Gu Xiang rushed to hear the news, and she and Wen Kexing ridiculed Zhou Zixu in a word. Huang He gave the portrait of Zhang Chengling to the disciples of the beggar gang and asked them to search for Zhang Chengling's whereabouts. Wen Kexing invited Zhang Chengling and Zhou Zixu to dinner, and Zhang Chengling went to wash their hands, only to be discovered by the disciples of the beggar gang. Zhang Chengling was not in the mood to eat, and was reprimanded by Gu Xiang, so Zhang Chengling had to pick up his job and eat. Gao Chang convened a meeting with the heads of the big sects and announced in public that they would hold a hero meeting on July 15, calling on the big sects in Jiang to join the Qingya Mountain and completely eradicate the people in the Ghost Valley to avenge the righteous brothers Zhang Yusen and his family. Everyone is excited. Vow to eradicate Ghost Valley together. Taishan sect leader Ao Lai and his disciple Qing Bei escorted the last two descendants of Danyang sect to Wudong Mountain. They ate and slept on the road all the way, but also always beware of the Wuhu League Shen Shen and others chasing and killing them. Ao Lai knows they are all it was for Liu Lijia, and vowed to fight this old life and would not put Liu Lijia into the hands of the Five Lakes League. Joe's issue was cultivating and regaining his vitality. He suddenly heard something outside. He hurried to protect Zhang Chengling. Zhang Chengling was awakened by a nightmare. Joe's issue kindly persuaded him and comforted him when he fell asleep. Joe's issue went out and saw when Kexing had already taken care of him. The two people wearing ghost masks were killed.